Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. Dwight Yoakam, with special guest the Mavericks, is coming to Findlay Toyota Center on Saturday, July 27, 2024. Tickets start at $39 plus applicable fees and are on sale now. Tickets are available online now at www.pepperentertainment.com. Dwight Yoakam has sold more than 25 million albums worldwide, and he is a 21-time nominated, multiple Grammy Award winner. He has 12 gold albums and 9 platinum or multi-platinum albums, with 5 of those albums topping Billboard's Country Albums chart and another 14 landing in the top 10. Nearly 40 of Yoakam's singles have charted on Billboard, with 14 peaking in the top 10. Yoakam is a recipient of the Artist of the Year Award from the Americana Music Association and BMI Country Music's President's Award, the most prestigious award offered by the organizations. He was also inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in the Songwriter/Artist category at the 49th Anniversary Gala in 2019 in Nashville, Tennessee. Yoakam's self-curated SiriusXM channel, titled Dwight Yoakam and the Bakersfield Beat Where Country Went Mod, launched in April of 2018. The channel celebrates the Bakersfield sound and those whom it has inspired. Guests have boasted the likes of Post Malone, Lucas Nelson, Beck, Chris Hillman, Jacob Dylan, Mike Nesmith, and Mickey Dolenz, Dave Alvin, and Jackie DeShannon, among others. In 2016, Yoakam released his bluegrass album Swimmin' Pools, Movie Stars on Sugar Hill Records. Featuring a band of bluegrass luminaries, this album boasts a collection of reinterpreted favorites from his catalog, as well as a cover of Prince's Purple Rain. Produced by 9-time Grammy winner Gary Pizzosa, Alison Krauss, Dolly Parton, John Randall, songwriter of Whiskey Lullaby, and Yoakam himself, and mixed by Chris Lord-Alge, this album reflects the love for bluegrass music that Yoakam developed at an early age in Kentucky and that has inspired him for many years thereafter. In 2018, Yoakam released 2 songs, Pretty Horses and Then Came Monday, the latter written with Chris Stapleton. In addition to his musical career, Yoakam is a formidable film and television actor who has appeared in over 40 feature films, including Sling Blade and Panic Room. In 2016, he recurred in David E. Kelley's Amazon series Goliath. Recently, he appeared in director Steven Soderbergh's film Logan Lucky with Channing Tatum and Daniel Craig. Yoakam is capable of seamlessly melting into his roles and impressively standing toe-to-toe with some of the world's top thespians over the course of his storied and successful acting career, including Jodie Foster, Tommy Lee Jones, Jared Leto, Forrest Whitaker, and Matthew McConaughey. About the Mavericks. Fusing traditional country with a rich variety of rock, pop, and Latin influences, the Mavericks became one of the most critically acclaimed and commercially successful groups of the early 90s. While they initially struggled to make the most of their talent and influences on their first 2 albums, they hit their stride with 1994's What a Crying Shame, a critical and commercial breakthrough that was a grand showcase for the rich, emotive vocals of Raul Malo and the band's eclectic but accessible approach. The album spawned 4 singles that landed in the country top 40 and earned them the freedom to expand their sound on 1995's Music for All Occasions, another successful on radio and with fans. They edged away from country into a more distinctive fusion of Latin and pop flavors on the 1998's Trampoline, and while it wasn't as commercially successful in the United States as their previous 2 long players, it was a major success in the UK, and earned them a large fan base overseas. The group's run of hits faded in the 21st century, and they spent most of the 2000s on hiatus, yet they still held on to a loyal fan base who embraced the group's enthusiastic eclecticism. Releases like In Time, 2013, and Mono, 2015, eased back on the country side of their personality in favor of Latin and pop accents, but they still bore the trademarks of Malo's vocals and the group's expressive, creatively restless approach. About Pepper Entertainment. Established in July of 2006, Pepper, PE, is based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. As one of the fastest-scaling, independent promotions company in the Midwest, PE, collectively, exceeds 25 years of experience spanning a broad scope of industry specialties, such as live promotions, corporate and private event talent buying, club and performing arts center programming and media and marketing services. Pepper currently ranks 27th of the top 100 worldwide promoters according to Pollstar magazine and was nominated in 2020 and 2022 as Promoter of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. Pepper holds offices in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Boise, Idaho. For more information about Findlay Toyota Center, visit www.findlaytoyotacenter.com. Read more stories from dining, entertainment, recreation, and travel on signalsaz.com.